Chapter 4. Miss Marchmont. On quitting Bretton, which I did a few weeks after Paulina's departure, little thinking then I was never again to visit it, never more to tread its calm old streets, I betook myself home, having been absent 6 months. It will be conjectured that I was, of course, glad to return to the bosom of my kindred. Well, the amiable conjecture does no harm, and may therefore be safely left uncontradicted. Far from saying nay, indeed, I will permit the reader to picture me, for the next 8 years, as a bark slumbering through halcyon weather in a harbour still as glass, the steersman stretched on the little deck, his face up to heaven, his eyes closed, buried, if you will, in a long prayer. A great many women and girls are supposed to pass their lives something in that fashion. Why not I, with the rest? Picture me, then, idle, basking, plump and happy, stretched on a cushioned deck, warmed with constant sunshine, rocked by breezes indolently soft. However, it cannot be concealed that in that case I must somehow have fallen overboard, or that there must have been a wreck at last. I too well remember a time, a long time, of cold, of danger, of contention. To this hour, when I have the nightmare, it repeats the rush and saltness of briny waves in my throat and their icy pressure on my lungs. I even know there was a storm, and that not of 1 hour nor 1 day. For many days and nights neither sun nor stars appeared. We cast with our own hands the tackling out of the ship. A heavy tempest lay on us. All hope that we should be saved was taken away. In fine, the ship was lost. The crew perished. As far as I recollect, I complained to no one about these troubles. Indeed, to whom could I complain? Of Mrs. Bretton I had long lost sight. Impediments, raised by others, had years ago come in the way of our intercourse and cut it off. Besides, time had brought changes for her, too. The handsome property of which she was left guardian for her son, and which had been chiefly invested in some joint stock undertaking, had melted, it was said, to a fraction of its original amount.